Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Crown Talk places emphasis on the art of pageantry. We explore the good, the bad, the ugly, and this beauty of this impeccable sport. Since our show is in great demand, you can catch the CTWB show every Monday and the CTWB kiddo show every other Tuesday. So let's sit back, relax, and allow us to spill the pageant tea. Happy Halloween! I hope everyone is having a spectacular Halloween this weekend. But most importantly, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You have the power to help educate women and men. Yes, men can get breast cancer as well by volunteering with your closest Susan G. Komen. According to healthfinder.gov, quote, breast cancer is the second most common kind of cancer in women. About 1 in 8 women born today in the United States will get breast cancer at some point. End quote. To learn more, visit www.komen.flash. Crown Talk fans, I am very ecstatic to announce that tonight on the radio talk show, the knowledgeable and beautiful Mrs. Stacy Simpson will be on the show. To learn more about Stacy, please visit our social media site.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing good. Thank you for sharing your evening with our audience.
Thank you for letting me be here. I'm so excited to be able to be part of this. So thank you so much, Burgundy.
Well, you are welcome. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Stacy Cheryl Simpson. I am the reigning Mrs. Elite Florida Woman of Achievement, and I will be competing for the title of Mrs. Elite U.S. Woman of Achievement on November 6th in Long Beach, California. I'm also the founder and CEO of Pageantry Now Media, which is a live streaming media company. We go to different pageants and we live stream the pageants and interview all of the delegates. We interview judges. We've been on the red carpet at Miss USA, Miss Universe, Miss Teen USA, at the Galaxy pageants. And then we cover just everyday pageants, which I think is super important to bring a highlight, just like you do, to pageantry and all the positivity that comes with it.
Ooh, and it sounds so exciting because everybody, if you actually go to her website, www.pageantrynowmedia.com/pageantrynow, you can actually look at all the live media coverage that her and her staff have got the chance to meet so many wonderful women. So go on there and look at it, and you can see her live streaming several nights a week at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So go on there and check that out. That's a wonderful resource for pageant tips and coaching and speaking abilities, photos, and just many different things. So I'm so glad to have you on the show that we can talk a little bit about that. But we want to know a little bit about the significant story behind how you started into the pageant industry.
Okay, well, my original start in pageantry was when I was 16. I was the victim of domestic violence. And I actually had to have plastic surgery to put my cheek back together because I had been abused. And my mom thought it would be a great idea about 3 months post-op to put me into a pageant to raise my self-esteem. And at that particular point, probably it wasn't the best situation just because I really, you know, I was 16 and I was dealing with all of the issues with being 16 and then also having to deal with the scars and a lot of emotional drama that went with that as well. But my first pageant that I went into, I placed first runner-up, and then I had a great opportunity of competing at Miss Florida Teen USA, which was super fantastic. I didn't win, but it was like the second year of Miss Teen USA, so I was excited to do that. And then I dropped out of pageantry for a while because it just didn't seem to feel right. And then September 11th, 1996, I was diagnosed with terminal lymphoma, and I was given 8 weeks to live. And yeah, I know. Everybody kind of goes, ugh. But my 5-year survivor date of actually beating it was September 11, 2001, and I started trying to figure out what I was going to do with this gift that I had been given, and I literally had a dream. I competed in a pageant, and I won. And I thought, I woke up and I went, that's it. I'm going to compete in a pageant, because what a mm-hmm. great opportunity a crown would give me to be able to share my story. And that was 13 years ago, and I haven't stopped since. So.
Well, it is wonderful to hear your story and to see how the trials and tribulations that you have gone through has brought you back to the industry for you to have that crown and have a platform that you can stand and have that foundation that you can stand on, and you can share your story and encourage other women of today to share their story, not to be afraid to get up there and be yourself.
Absolutely. I think that was the thing. And it took me a little while to kind of find my niche. I did some of the typical Mrs. pageants. I did one of the plus pageants, and then I had to kind of find where I fit in the world, because I wasn't the typical pageant, you know, stereotype. I'm 5'4" and I'm a good size 14, but I was somewhere between both worlds. And so I started competing in Accomplish, you know, achievement pageants, and I found that that was really where I belonged and where I belong. And I won the title of Mrs. America Worldwide in 2004, and during that year, I had the most amazing opportunities. I got to travel all over the country. I've been to 42 states. I've been to the White House. I've spoken at Congress, just sharing at that point just my story of being able to be a lymphoma survivor. And then in 2008, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. We caught it early, so it was very simple surgery. They took it out right away, no chemotherapy, no issues. And then I got another, my third cancer in 2010, which was skin cancer. All the breast cancer and skin cancer caused by my original treatments from my original lymphoma. So it's been kind of a crazy ride, but it's given me really a really strong foundation to really, you know, tell people that no matter what you're faced with, you can still overcome those obstacles and fight forward.
Amen. Yes. And kind of going back on to what you were talking about as far as finding your place, finding your niche, being able to go to different pageants. We have a lady from Spartanburg, South Carolina. She asked, what advice do you have for women that have children that want to participate in a pageant? However, they think that their daughter isn't pageant material and they don't have the money to pay for a coach.
Okay, first of all, you don't need a coach to be able to win a pageant. And if there's any proof to that, that would be me. I mean, I won my first national title without ever being coached. So pageantry can be expensive, but the most important thing is to really do your research. There are several online pageants that are out there right now that are very affordable that will allow you to compete and be able to win a title for a very low entry fee. Sometimes they're free or even, you know, $10 or $15. I was Mrs. Accomplished American in 2014, and Accomplished American has an online and a live pageant as well. And it was $45 to enter. And, you know, I would never have thought I won the national title, but I did. And then, again, it was another amazing opportunity to, you know, travel all over the country. So do your research. Make sure you know about the system before you get into it. And don't set your child's expectations lower, because what people may conceive or preconceive as pageant material may not be. In a system that's like an achievement pageant or accomplishment pageant, you know, it's about what they do with their title, not how they look. It's beauty from the inside out. And I think that that's super important that people understand that.
In addition to what she's saying, yes, you do need to research whatever system that she still fits and will boost her confidence, not tear her confidence down. Because there are some pageant places and different pageants that aren't particularly right, maybe aren't right for your daughter. So go out there and keep researching. Also, as far as the getting a coach, you don't have to have a coach to win. There are many sources out there for you. For example, you can go to Pageant Planet. They have articles. They have their social media sites. You have Pageantry Now. There are many resources. You have Crown Talk. Always just just keep researching and going on there, because they may have different tips. Go to YouTube. There's different tips for your daughter, and to figure out how maybe she's supposed to look or how she's supposed to walk or how she's supposed to interview and what things she needs so she can get over that hump, give over whatever fear she has or maybe fear that you have for her. Just throw her in the frying pan, and you will see many great things happen when she is in the pageant industry. And even if she doesn't win, she's making friendships. She's making many connections.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. And the one thing about pageantry now is we do coaching. Like, if we have someone that wants to practice interview, they can send me a private message on our Facebook page, and I'll set up an opportunity for them to come on the show and just practice doing interview. And I don't charge for it, because the way I look at it is it's paying it forward. You know, we need more people that are out there trying to help, not trying to break people down. So.
Exactly, exactly. Well, our next question comes from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Wow.
As a pageant title holder, I know, that's what I said. As a pageant title holder and a business owner of Gymagination, do you combine both of those together when you're participating in any pageants or anything in your life?
I think that the thing that's nice about being a business owner is that it allows me to really move my schedule around my pageant life, which is a great opportunity, because I can kind of move my schedule according to what, you know, what I'm doing and appearances I make. I think where they really tie in is when I'm judging, because Gymagination is a gymnastics and then a music program. So, you know, that's what my background is in education, gymnastics, and music. So I really, you know, as a judge, I look for, you know, the people that are well put together. I do a lot of judging for talent, because and I look for, you know, the bigger critiques for someone who has, you know, a great voice, great control, that if they're going to do gymnastics, so they're doing it correctly, safely, you know, and I think that, also too, with being a business owner, it really helps you learn how to juggle life in general, so that it, when it comes to juggling pageant life, it's the exact same thing. I think that pageantry is a job, and it is a business when you are a title holder. So you learn to kind of balance things really well as a business owner, and then that just follows over into pageantry as well.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm actually right now looking at your website and of Gymagination, and it's wonderful. I love the quote that's at the beginning. It says, our unique educational programs develop a child's self-esteem by providing success in a positive, non-competitive environment. And I think that's so important for our generations coming up today, that they have that unique educational programs out there. And they do have self-esteem, and individuals like you building their self-esteem up. And it's very positive about everything, and it's not them trying to compete against each other. So I love the quote that is up on your website.
Thank you. Thank you. We absolutely do not have a competitive program. I have plenty of places that I can refer people to. I worked at a competitive Olympic gym for a few years with Kim Zemeskal, who and Bella Caroli.
Yeah.
And I found that it broke the children down, and I felt that it was horrible to see. I mean, you know, like, I know these people that you see at the Olympics and worked with them, and it kind of broke my spirit a little bit seeing children not being able to be children. So when I started my company, it was really important that we honored each and every one of them and their own special talents and their own special abilities.
Yes, and it's very unique because you have gymnastics and you have music all tied in together. And that's very unique within a business.
It makes fun. It makes it fun. It's the best of both worlds for me.
Hey, that's the best part. You get best of both worlds, and you have fun while you're doing it as well.
Absolutely.
Well, I would like to take a minute and give a spectacular thank you to one of our sponsors, Miles of Style Hair and Makeup. Thank you again for the spectacular hair and makeup for our cover girls and spokesmodels. In addition, I have a few announcements during our sponsorship break. Crown Talk with Burgundy Magazine is taking ads for the holiday edition of our magazine. Yes, it is free. Therefore, the deadline for those to be turned in is October 25th, 2016, which is tomorrow, Tuesday. So get those in. The requirements are it should be 5x7. There needs to be a picture of the product title holders or logo, contact information, email or phone number, whichever one you choose, and social media sites, which is optional. Well, we are still live with our outstanding Mrs. Stacy Simpson Crown Talk listeners, so remember to keep sending in those emails, and if you want to come on the show and maybe talk to her or ask her a question, you can call 917-889-8863. Well, Mrs. Stacy, from Aspen, Colorado, they've asked, I am a cancer survivor for 3 months now, and I wanted to know what gave you the strength to share your story and turn it into your platform, in addition, participating in pageants after a rough time.
It's a great question. It took me a little while to be able to admit to anybody that I was given 8 weeks to live. I didn't tell any of my friends or my family when I was originally diagnosed. I mean, they knew I had cancer, and they knew I was going through chemo, and I was very concerned about not letting people know what my diagnosis was as far as being terminal. The very first time that I ever said the words, hi, my name is Stacy Sharrow, and on September 11th, 1996, I was diagnosed with terminal lymphoma, was in front of a group of strangers at a Leukemia Lymphoma Society fundraiser. And it was the most cathartic moment I'd ever had. I didn't get emotional until I walked out of the room, and then I just broke down and started crying because it was almost five years from when I was diagnosed before I actually said those words. And that was the moment when I realized how much power those words had. Up until that point, I think I really didn't understand how dramatic it was that I had really survived and that I had overcome this. And, you know, people in the audience, I could just hear them all go, and I thought, okay, there's something to this. And then I had the dream. It was a few weeks later that I had the dream that I won a pageant, and I went, that's it. That's it. I'm going to use a crown, and I'm going to open doors and use my crown as a microphone to share this crazy story. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And a lot of people have asked me, you know, if you could take back having cancer, would you? And I absolutely would not. I think it was one of the best things that ever happened to me because it made me appreciate every single day. It makes me live my life absolutely to the fullest. I have a bucket list that I literally check things off of. And I just, I have fun. I remember like 3 years ago, my husband and I sat down because I was having to have, I'd been given a diagnosis with my heart because my heart was damaged by my original chemotherapy. And they told me that only 10% of my heart was working and that I needed to get a heart transplant. And when we got that news, you know, we sat down and we said, okay, if we had as much money as we could possibly have, what would we do? And one of the things that was on the list was go to Miss USA in Las Vegas. And not only did I go to Miss USA this year in Las Vegas, I was on the red carpet interviewing Miss USA in Las Vegas. So, I would never have thought in a million years those opportunities would happen, but they did. And you only limit yourself by what you let yourself be limited by. So take a step. Take a step off the edge, and you never know what's going to happen next.
And so you surviving cancer, it made you even stronger than what you are, and it made you want to encourage and empower women today that whatever obstacles are in your way, you can overcome that, and you can keep going on with your life, and as you said, have a bucket list. And you check it off every day, and you are very, very, very wonderful role model. You are a very wonderful role model.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I don't think of it as being a role model. I think of it as just living my life and showing people that don't give up. Just don't give up. Everybody has their obstacle. Everybody has their own thing that changes them and defines them. And you can push through it and overcome it no matter what.
Yes. And while we're talking about cancer and things like that, I wanted to tell everybody that you have that change. You can make a change by going to www.stjude.org with helping with St. Jude in childhood cancer, or you can visit www.conquercancerfoundation.org/donate and help fund breakthrough cancer research worldwide, or you can go to www.charitynavigator.org/breastcancer, which there's thousands of charities competing for donations to continue their efforts to promote awareness and to cure breast cancer. So those are some other ways that you can help fight cancer, and you can volunteer your time, whatever you choose. So those are some different ways there.
Absolutely.
Well, we have some more questions. This next question is for me. And I wanted to know, within the past year, you have had the incredible opportunity to travel to many prestigious pageants like Miss USA, Miss America, and Miss Universe. What can you tell our audience about the many interviews you encountered and how the live pageant is different from the pageant on television?
You know, the thing that I think the biggest awareness for me the first time that I was at a Miss Universe event, and being part of the press as opposed to being somebody watching it, was that these are 20-somethings with cell phones. They're just girls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're average women that have extraordinary jobs. I mean, and they're not average. I mean, they're out changing the world and the countries that they're in. But it was like almost surreal to be sitting at an event at dinner with, you know, 80 of the most beautiful women in the world, and Miss Universe walked in the room, and they all went, and, you know, I went, okay, girls, she's just like you. And, you know, I walked up to her, and I said, do you mind if they have a picture? And she's like, no, come on, have everybody come over. And, you know, they're real people. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, being on the red carpet just made me that much more aware of how all of these celebrities, you know, meeting Steve Harvey, meeting Charlie Puth, Perez Hilton, they're real people that just have extraordinary jobs that, you know, happen to be in the limelight. And it was fantastic to be able to have the realization that, you know, they're cool. They live their lives just like us, and they put on their pants just like us, or their evening gowns the same way. And, you know, if one of them takes the crown, fantastic, and the other ones are still going to have a great time and enjoy it. So
they will, and they are just normal, just like you, the USA girls, Universe girls, and the Miss America girls. I know the Crown Talk ladies, I know that we all got the chance to go to Miss America and actually be press, and being able to hear in the press conference Savvy when she started talking, I know that one of our younger interns, Charlie, she actually caught her off guard, and it was so funny because she asked her a question that no one else would have thought. She asked her, how did you feel when you were the last person called for talent and you jumped out of your seat? And Savvy was like, wait, I did that. And it was so funny to see her just – she's normal just like everybody else, but a young child caught her off guard. And it was awesome just being able to see Sierra, Laura Marina, Chris from The Bachelorette as the host, and just hearing what they had to say about her. and their encouraging words, because of course we see them here on either Disney Channel or in a music video or singing live on stage, but every last one of them, as you said, have that cell phone, and they're just like us.
They're just like us.
You know,
they're taking pictures. They're like doing
selfies.
Yeah, and I think that's really refreshing to know that. I mean, here I was with Charlie Puth, and he's like, "Can we do selfies?" I'm like, "Okay, sure." Yeah, of course. I mean, all right, no problem. You've been on Ellen, but yeah, okay. You know, and of course, I was there when Steve Harvey had the oops, and I felt for him, because I felt for the girls. I felt the situation was surreal, and you could see it on his face that he clearly, you know, knew he made a mistake as he was walking off stage.
Yeah.
And I think general props just in just that he stood up and said, you know what, I made a mistake. And Pia's amazing. You know, I mean, my favorite question to ask every title holder is, do you like frogs? And the first time I asked Pia that, she looked at me, she goes, why would you ask me that? But then she had a great story about frogs. And that's what
yeah.
I want. I want them to be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, while we're on the subject of asking different questions, I wanted to know, what food would you be and why?
What was that again?
What food would you be and why?
Ooh, I guess, well, my favorite food is Cuban food. Everyone tells me, even though I'm American, that I just have that very, you know, spicy Hispanic kind of personality. You know, very outgoing, I'm very loud, I'm very boisterous. So I would probably say Cuban food, because it's a little spicy, got a little bit of a kick, great flavor, but definitely, you know, not your typical American food.
Well, our next question comes from Las Vegas, Nevada, and they've asked, what do you plan to do with your title after you travel back from the national pageant?
Okay, well, whether I win or lose, I will continue to keep supporting the cancer charities that I work with. My platform officially is Cancer Grad, Life After Cancer. I don't like to call myself a cancer survivor because it has such a dark connotation. One of my friends, Aniela and Nora, came up with a program called CancerGrad.org, which is about, we look at cancer as an education program. So I entered into my major of lymphoma, and now I have a PhD. So I'll continue to work with the cancer charities, with the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life, with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and team in training. And then I do work with a very special charity, which is very dear to my heart, called the 4-A-Day Foundation, which was actually started by a former Miss America contestant and or title holder and Miss USA title holder for Florida, Jenna Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
And 4-A-Day Foundation actually goes to hospitals and hosts parties for children that are undergoing cancer treatments. So I've been a director for them for like the last 10 years, and that is probably the most magical part of what I do. So whether I take the crown home or not, my platform and all of the things that I do don't change. I live this every single day. So.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and coming on the show. And we will be cheering for you as you go for that national title.
Thank you. I'm so excited. It's 10 days from today I leave. And then again, like I said, it'll be November 6th in Long Beach on the Queen Mary, which is the ship and dock in Long Beach. And it is the Woman of Achievement pageant, so you can go to www.womanofachievement.com for more information, or you can follow me on Facebook. You can find me at Stacey V on Facebook or Pageantry Now, and then also on Twitter at S. Shero Simpson on Twitter or Pageantry Now on Twitter, as well as on Instagram. So we'll be live streaming possibly events that go on backstage. So you can always find that on Pageantry Now Media on YouTube. So,
well, thank you so much and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me be here and thanks for doing this, Burgundy. It's so great. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, listeners, readers, viewers, and fans for always sponsoring Crown Talk with Burgundy. Signing off with my favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model.